السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we present to you the report back of last week's activities, and we have entitled it Our Trip to Carltonville. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us in the Noble Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, ever recurring, showering upon us, we should announce it, pronounce it, proclaim it. But don't say, I did so, we did so. They say, Allah's fadl, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam granted the most magnificent kingdom, and he said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of my beloved Allah. Hazrat Zulqarnain, what did he say? Hada rahmatu mi Rabbi. He built a huge big wall so that the people will be safe and sound from the attack and assault of Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And then he said, this is the mercy of my sustainer, Narisha. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the morning our program starts 4 to 6 and I come there 5 past 4, 10 past 4, and mashallah that the non-Muslims, the word is going around, and we must thank Radio Al-Ansar International, the directors and the team there, because on FM they can listen to us whilst they're traveling, at work, at home, so it's convenient mashallah, and we must present Islam always in a true manner. Never apologize, never compromise, but before we ever do that, then we must cry, beg Allah, Allahumma hdin nasa jami'a, Ya Allah, guide these people. They have great qualities, many of them, but because of the environment, the parents, or their pastor, or their teacher or rabbi or whoever, they got misguided. But you can give guidance to anybody, Allah. So when we have that concern for humanity, Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Master alayhi salam, was, is, will always be the only mercy to the entire universe and creation. So we must carry that. Yes, when they come at war with us and they're unjust with us, then we still make dua, Ya Allah, guide them. And if there are no guidance for them, then you decimate and you annihilate them. So that is how Islam teaches us what to do. And Alhamdulillah, we have nothing to hide. We always say we have the best and we want to share it with the rest. And so many people's perceptions, impressions have changed already with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Tafsir of the Noble Quran goes on daily between 1:30 and 2. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif only. That's a great accomplishment. But remember, we must continue connecting ourselves, attaching ourselves to the Noble Quran, the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, till the last moment on this earth. That should be our aim and objective. Always remember that. So that is revelation. And then Allah will elevate us out of His grace and mercy. And Alhamdulillah, now we have started the last juz. 29 juz are finished. I sent it out to you from Surah Surah Fatiha right till the ending of Surah Mursalat. And now we started Amma Yatasaaloon, and last week Thursday we started with Nazi'at. So this is again the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The last juz takes very long, the words are very difficult, and the short surah, so we have to explain all that in detail as well. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and before reciting the Quran, used to say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my Allah Jalla Wala. Abu Jahl dispatched to Jahannam and Hellfire. His son Ikrimah radiallahu anhu used to say, Hada Kalamu Rabbi, this is the direct speech of my beloved Allah, kissed the Quran. Both of them, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, and then they would commence the recitation. So we must learn all this as well. So, mashallah, Monday to Thursday we have from 105 to 130, and that's where we are busy with the last juz, the last supara, and now with Nazi'ati, and 130 to 2, mashallah, we busy in the 24th juz, 24th supara, and that is Surah Mu'min. And Monday night, the Q&A, mashallah, people look forward to it. You know, the radio wasn't working for about a week or so, and the people were gone, you know. There was like a janaza in some people's houses, so alhamdulillah. But there are challenges in life and so forth and so on. So we have to cry to Allah. Human being, me and you are such that if everything goes smooth, we will forget Allah also, Allah forbid. But Allah brings these obstacles, these impediments. Now cry, now beg. Who are you going to beg? You only beg and petition Allah. La malja'a wa la manja'a minka illa ilayk. But human being in the world, the law is this. The more you ask people, they'll get fed up and say, get out from here, go from here. But Allah Jalla Wala, when we don't ask, then Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger comes. Surah 25, verse 77. Qul ma ya'ba'u bikum rabbi lawla du'a'ukum. You address them, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and inform them, Mere Rab ko, Mere Allah ko, tumhara koi parwa nahi, agar tumne dua nahi ki. If you don't beg Allah, Allah is not bothered about you, not concerned about you. The more we raise our hands, the more the tears are flowing, load shedding, water shedding, petrol shedding, they say might come. So now we have to shed our sins and shed our tears. That is the requirement, the time now. So then it attracts the mercy of Almighty Allah. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has made dunya like that, Darul Asbab, the place of means. So that also goes out, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And Tuesday we have bless of marriage, Wednesday also. We thank our brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, Sirius FM. They also have FM radio, yeah, in the East Ren, and many thousands of people listen from overseas, online and so forth. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward them. Tuesday night we have tafsir in the know of the noble Quran. So there also the brothers attend, mashallah. I was doing about inheritance and all related issues and so forth. So that also, then we have a lively Q&A, you know. So mashallah, the brothers, they ask some good questions. Then Wednesday, they had the bless of marriage and tafsir and so forth. Then I read Asr Salat here in the Khanka Masjid, just 1-2 kilos from our house, mashallah. And thereafter, I leave for Darul Zakariya. So I was there early. I remember when I looked at the watch, I had 35-40 minutes left before Maghrib. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib was fasting, you know, so it was good for me also that, you know, I had more time to ask questions, give Hazrat all the news, world news and breaking news and so forth, what's going on. And then Adhan just said, then we have the iftar. I wasn't fasting, but I make iftar with them. So I tell us that also. Okay, and unless to be sahim, I'm not fasting. He just laughs with no problem. So we eat with them and so forth. And then Maghrib, and then we go, mashallah, that we go for the dars, for the lesson. So Hazrat was teaching, mashallah, Muslim Sharif, and the ahadith that came were very, very interesting. The incident of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha about ifk, you know, and the Ka'b bin Malik, and many, many other long, long ahadith. So Hazrat, when the hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif, he'll explain it more in detail there, but yeah, they just read a little bit, and then Hazrat explains. And many other ahadith, so alhamdulillah, one day, I took about 10 hadith kitabs, you know. Hazrat gave me permission for all the hadith kitab, but I just felt, let me just take it. Then I said, please Hazrat, in 10 minutes we'll finish it. So he asked, what you want? Because I went with my big bag, you know. I said, Hazrat, I want to read from all these kitabs, one hadith, one hadith. So he said, fine, read that. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So I read to Hazrat all these hadith, you know. And so that is how, when we read in front of our ustad, our respected asatiza, then you don't have regret, you know. Great, great ulama we met, and we got ijazat of hadith from them, you know. So you take Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hadwi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Friday, Ramadan, last 10 days, reading Surah Yasin, he reaches the verse, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness and a magnificent reward. And then he collapses, he passes away. And he passed away 3-4 nights before the 27th night. In India all that happened. I was in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. 27th night, 1999, 2 million people, Haram Sharif packed to capacity. Right in the Mas'ah, where you play, make tawaf, perform tawaf, is called mataf. And where you make sa'i, so that is called, you must remember, the place Mas'ah, where you perform sa'i. So I was there, and they announced, we reading Salatul Janaza, Ghaiban in absentia for Sheikh Abul Hassan, that we are crying. That Arab brother asked me, who's the Sheikh? I said, Alimun Fadilun fil Hind, a giant, great scholar in India. So see the honor Almighty Allah gave. He gave me permission for hadith also. So like that, wherever we can, mashallah, we must try and go to our seniors and do that. And mashallah, then after Isha again, then we have, you know, lesson discussion and so forth. I ask questions about the lesson, this objection, that objection. So Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat Mufti Sahab. Grant him siha, afia. And you know, there 35 years he's in the country. So Allah Ta'ala reward Mohan Shabir Saluji for inviting Hazrat here. What a great bounty for all of us and whole of South Africa. And that is Wednesday, then Thursday, mashallah, we got the Mawlana Zahid Khan, we got the fiqh lesson, so we try and choose such topics that people can benefit. So we chose the custody. We know today how many legal battles are going on, visitation and so forth. So Islam is the solution, but are we prepared to practice on Islam? That's the issue. The doctor will give you the medication, but they'll tell you these are the do's and these are the don'ts. So most of the time, we don't listen to them also. You know, we look for some loophole, some shortcut, and so there you say, no, I mean, once in a while is alright, and so forth. So we have become our own doctors, and we do as we please. So with deen, we want to do that, with Islam. But Islam means to surrender, submit, lovingly, willingly, sincerely, to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Lovingly, willingly, and sincerely to submit, surrender to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what Islam is all about. So remember that we're not doing anybody a favor, but we're doing ourselves a favor. So mashallah, that program also has picked up. And then mashallah, Thursday afternoon, I have to go to the barber. So then I saw them that India was kicked out, they said, of the World Cup, you know. So I asked them, kya hua? They're all looking so sad. Because they're all India brothers, you know. Brother Bilal, Bilal Akram, Bilal, the other brother's name is Akram, the other one is Shafiq. So they are, we don't have time for all this nonsense. But anyway, that you can see that the mood is not normal, like, you know. So mashallah, that, you know, barber shop, you get all the panchat and samachar, we say. In India, if you go, they say, Aaj nuhu samachar che. What is the latest breaking news? So samachar. So I ask them, Aaj nuhu samachar hu che? Like, what is the samachar? And what is the news? And then they'll start, everyone got a story to say. That's why when we were in Pakistan also, so I used to laugh that every person is a politician. He'll give you his, you know, own comments and analysis and everything. And everyone will be different almost. So that's why it becomes that comical actually. So mashallah, we started now again, hada min fadli rabbi. When I moved here, you know, I always had intention, besides on air, I must have a small madrasa, not for children, for the professionals and whoever wants to come. But now we got so busy, so I closed the madrasa. I taught them for 2 years or whatever. Then they begged me, please give us 1 hour a week. So I said, okay, I'm free Thursday night, I'll give you all. So they come, oh, doctor and teacher and this one, this one. So alhamdulillah. So every day, every week they come Thursday night. So I tell them, today we're discussing this topic, and then we open the floor. And mashallah, they can ask any questions, no censorship and so forth. I already tell them, don't take anybody's name, you know. So in that way, it makes things easy for them and for me. So they're enjoying it, mashallah. And it's exactly 1 hour, 65 minutes or so, the lesson with the Q&A. Friday, mashallah, that our Imam Sahib here in the Jami Masjid, he, you know, they have two Imams, both read beautifully. So the one Imam, he reads Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Insan, Surah Dahar, the people, the Arabs call it Surah Insan. So anyway, beautiful recitation, and you know, from here Q&A, I have to rush there to the Masjid, mashallah, and give advices there. So we give advices there also after the Fajr Salat for past 20 years with Allah's help. So different topics, whatever Allah puts in the head, you know, we just explain that to the people. And mashallah, then we have to prepare for Jumu'ah and Friday. So this week, Friday was Sheikh Usama Khayyat. I have a kitab, mashallah, and all you ulama should try and procure a copy of it. Imamatu al-Masjid al-Haram. All the Imams of Masjid al-Haram, when the Saudis, you know, started and all that. So the old Imams also, you will find their history and geography and what have you, where they studied and so forth. So this is Sheikh Usama Khayyat. It's his father or uncle, whoever. If you go to Azizia, you will see Shari Abdullah Khayyat. So the Sheikh Abdullah Khayyat was the old Imam. So in the 70s also, I think we read Salat behind him. They used to take the name in the khutbah in the 60s, 70s of Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Then the government said, no, don't take his name, but you can take the extract from his book and so forth and so on. So anyway, so he speaks fazail and virtues and all. And thereafter, I had to rush. So for the Jummah, mashallah, so I went to Rainbow Masjid. There, mashallah, Mawlana Aziz Jasad is the Imam for over 20 years now, 25 years, I think. So my topic was, it was live on Markaz Sahaba, we sent it out, was on du'as. There are so many Quranic du'as. Take the du'a and apply it in this day and this age. See what is happening in Palestine, in Burma, in Syria, in Libya, Afghanistan. So many countries, the Muslims are targeted by the enemies. So learn Nabi Musa alayhi salam's dua. They were nothing, and Pharaoh had everything, army, police, and ammunition. So he taught his people, read chapter 10, verses 85, 86. Alallahi tawakkalna. Upon Allah only we place our trust. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi zalimin. Ya Allah, do not make me a trial for a people who are the oppressors, transgressors, and zalim tanpot dictators. Wa najjina bi rahmatika min alqawmil kafirin. Oh Allah, through your mercy, save me, rescue me from a people who are the disbelievers. So simple du'as like that. So I was showing them, husband, wife, parents, children, so many rows and ructions today. Read Rabbana Hablana min Azwajina Wazuriyatina Kuratayun. Every parent is worried about his children, grandchildren. But you don't learn the dua, you don't practice on it. Surah 46, verse 15, 1-5. Beginning of 26 Jews, 26 Supara. Wa asalih li fi zurriyati. My brother Wasim Khan, mashallah, he picks me up. His parents are gone overseas. They'll come this week, inshallah, al-Aziz. So, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala reward him. He picks me up for Fajr and Jummah and Isha and so forth when I'm available. After time, I also got programs here and there. So, anyway, so mashallah, so that is what happened on Friday. And thereafter, Saturday also became a busy day now, because we had visitors and so forth and so on. And now you know that we have to also fulfill the rights of our guests. And Saturday was our trip to Carltonville. We have our news reader. He's called Uwais Mijaki. So he came to me beginning of this year or so. In May he started here with us, this year May. So he's with us about 7 months now approximately. So he told me that he does this. I told him, see, leave all your history, geography. I want a person who can give us news 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, and especially weekends. So he said, very good. And then he said that, you know, he's not married, he doesn't have a car, and so forth. I said, no problem, we arrange a bicycle for him. So then he's to come with bicycle, you see, here to work. Nearby, not far. And then I see he came with a car, so he said, no, I bought car. I said, very good. Then on air, I used to say that, yeah, Uwais hamara pakka tabliki hai. Because he wants to go 3 days a month, he wants to go 40 days a year, he wants to, you know, full. In the masjid also, I see he does ta'aleem, everything. So, mashallah, both parties then got Maulana Abu Bakr Nanabai. Let me tell you a story about him. Before I met him, his family and them, Maulana's, he passed away, his wife passed away. So, Maulana's family and her brother, Rafiq, they came for Hajj in, Maulana's brother-in-law, it means wife's brother. They came for Hajj in 1980. And it so happened, my wife and myself from Karachi, we came for Hajj. And we all were in the same hotel. And I used to deliver lectures every day. So they became friendly with my wife, and I became friendly with Brother Rafiq also. And then he told me, Maulana Abu Bakr Nanabai and so forth. So Maulana Abu Bakr Nanabai used to phone me very often. In fact, before he passed away, he phoned 3 times here. And as Takdir, Kudrat Ka Karishma, all 3 times I was not here. So anyway, I contacted the family and told them this is what happened. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He had lot of fikr for deen, 100% in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, and traveled many countries also. So it was his son, Mufti Mas'ud's daughter, mashallah, that we had to go to Carltonville. And we left here, Maulana Zahid Khan and myself, and we left, we just made it there for Asr. And after Asr was the Nikah, Mufti Saeed Motara. I nearly said Mufti Saeed Palampuri, thinking too much of the poors. Mufti Saeed Palampuri was a big sheikh there in India. He passed away. So Mufti Saeed Motara of Azadwal, he rendered the lecture and so forth. He was saying that how in Islam, basically, we must be so considerate and treat our wives as the queen of the domain. That's the word he used 2-3 times. So meaning, treat your wives as queens. Don't treat them as servants and slaves and so forth. That is what we tell you always, that give respect that you'll have respect also. So husband-wife is a partnership. It's not a dictatorship. That's where we go wrong, you know. And you must be loyal to one another. Today, how many people are having affairs, and what is going on? So then you don't expect barakah. We put poison and we want shifa. Husband having affair, wife having affair, both having affair. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. The stories come to me, you know. Sometimes you wonder, we never dreamt the Muslims will go so low, you know. People busy, male with male, Muslim I'm talking about. So funny, crazy things, you know. So all this I attribute to the TV and the movies, what you see, you want to try, you want to experiment, and so. And we must be 100% particular, meticulous with our salat. Allah Ta'ala will protect us from these vices. Then Mufti Sahib performed the nikah and then dua, and then we came back. We met all the parties, and maghrib time we were back here. So we read salat in Masjid Muawiyah. Allah Ta'ala reward our Maulana Zahid Khan. And then Sunday is a busy day, mashallah. So after Fajr, rush to Darul Zakariya. And then the Qari Muhsin read the Qirat. I spoke on Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Rahimahullah, his great, great contribution to Islam and the Muslims. And thereafter, Maulana Burhan spoke about Tawbah and repentance. Then Qari Rafiqat Urani read the Quran Sharif, and, you know, a passage from the Quran and a not-so-beautiful recitation. And thereafter, there was a brother from Germany, and he spoke about the conditions in Germany, you know, and very difficult times they faced. there. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke, and I benefited so much. Then after that, he zikr dua, I go up, and then I tell Hazrat, you know, I benefited so much. So anyway, we have our own discussion. The Pakistani brothers are there. And then afternoon, we had Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. Allah Jalla Wala accepted. Now the program will be 2:30 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:35, repeat of the Q&A of this morning. 3:35 to 4, loyalty to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on Ilyas Patel. 4 to 5, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke Karimana Akhlaq, the noble character of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri. 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the tafsir we had of today, the repeat of it. 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah. 8 to 10, Maulana Arafat, myself with the Q&A, live Q&A. 10 to 11, after the Q&A, Mufti Muhammad Ali. How to have a happy home. So mashallah, that will be in the Urdu language. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.